Slugger Barry Bonds of the San Francisco Giants went into today's ball game in Milwaukee with 699 home runs in his career. Only Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron have ever hit more. This was an afternoon game at Miller Field in Milwaukee. Bonds went to bat four times. He got three hits, one walk, three for three, but no home runs. So he still stands with 699 home runs. Joining us now is Alan Schwartz, a senior writer for Baseball America, a columnist for the New York Times, our baseball pal here on Talk of the Nation. He joins us by phone. Good to speak with you again, Alan.
Well, you too, Neil. Thanks for having me.
So Barry Bonds is at the cusp of joining a truly exclusive club. I mean, is there any way that you can explain to us just how impossible it is to hit 700 home runs?
Well, it's impossible for you and me, and it's been impossible for all but three human beings who have ever played Major League Baseball. And when what's interesting is when you talk about the exclusivity of this club, frankly, I would maintain that the club really only has one meaningful member, and that's Hank Aaron, because I think Barry Bonds is probably the best hitter that integrated baseball has ever seen. And I would like to see us try to learn how to celebrate the people who came after 1947, black and white, and understand that the Babe Ruths and Ty Cobbs and George Sislers even did not play against the top competition.
So George Sisler's record for hits in a season is being assaulted at the moment by Ichiro Suzuki of the Seattle Mariners. So that's another record. In a way, what you're saying, Alan, by the way, I should mention, if you'd like to join our conversation, our number is 800-989-8255. You can also send us email, totn@npr.org. In a way, Alan Schwartz, what you're saying is we often hear, you know, baseball in the modern era, meaning starting in about the year 1900. You're saying maybe we should start in 1947.
Well, 47 or, you know, perhaps 1961, because that was when Latin Americans started making a major impact on the game. I mean, of course, in the 80s and 90s it became even more so, but that's when expansion took place. It became far more of a national game in 1961 and far more of an integrated game. Remember, the American League wasn't really integrated much through even parts of the 1950s. And so, I mean, Ted Williams was a wonderful hitter. I think that if you were to say who were the best three hitters of all time, there are plenty of cases to be made for Ruth, Williams, you know, Babe Ruth, Ted Williams, and Barry Bonds. Bonds is the only one to play against a truly integrated league, and I think he deserves, you know, some credit for that and some understanding for his greatness.
There is another way to understand his greatness. The number we all latch on to, the number we're talking today about, is, of course, home runs. There's another statistic that you look at, professional statisticians, if you will, look at to judge a baseball player's season or his career, and that's slugging percentage. That's a reflection of power overall. And before Barry Bonds, there was only one person in baseball history who stood above all the others in terms of slugging percentage, and that was Babe Ruth. And Barry Bonds has just utterly obliterated his records.
Well, I think he only beat his record by a little bit. Two years ago,
I believe, yeah.
Three or something like that. This is all off the top of my head, and I think he's slugging about 812 or 830 right now. Just what Barry Bonds is doing is ridiculous. And it's ridiculous in part because he has walked so often. And we can all get into whether he should be walked that much or whether it's the proper strategy. Frankly, my story in the New York Times on Sunday will explore that. However, the point is that he only gets about maybe two or three pitches to hit per game. He's going to hit a crazy percentage of strikes for home runs, easily the highest in baseball history this year. I know, you know, there might be too many statistics in the game, but in terms of opportunities to hit home runs and the frequency with which he is doing it, what Barry Bonds is doing right now might be the most incredible thing baseball has ever seen.
And it's extraordinary, too, to display the kind of patience that he has of only going after those two to three good pitches he sees every game.
I agree with you. I think we all have an impression of Barry Bonds through the news media, which can occasionally be accurate, occasionally be unfair. But no one can accuse Barry Bonds of being selfish throughout all this. He's taking his walks. He's remaining as patient as he always is. He could have passed Hank Aaron by now if he wanted to put his own statistics ahead of the success of his team. And he hasn't done that. A lot of lesser people would have. And I think that as we consider Barry Bonds' legacy, some of his youthful and even adult churlishness has to be, you know, mirrored against the unselfishness of his game.
Let's get a caller on the line. Ray is with us from Oklahoma City.
Hi, guys. I was wondering, you're talking about before 1947, how come we're not considering Josh Gibson? Now it's undocumented, but didn't he hit over 800?
Well, that is a fair point. In fact, I was talking with someone earlier today about how maybe Barry Bonds, you know, maybe Barry Bonds is what Josh Gibson would have been, you know, if he had been allowed to play. The records in the Negro Leagues are too murky to know how many home runs Josh Gibson hit. It's just sort of a ghost at this point. And certainly, when one talks about the best power hitter in the Negro Leagues, Josh Gibson is the main name you hear, and we'll never know. We never will.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Ray. And similarly, I guess there is a greater number of home runs hit by Sadaharu Oh in the Japanese leagues, but that shouldn't count.
Well, I mean, it counts, but we're talking about the major league record. And so, I mean, there were lots of types of records. I mean, we talk about the highest batting average of all time being .424. Of course, we're not talking about, you know, the Atlantic Coast League in college. We're talking about the major league record. And so, yes, Sadaharu Oh has a special place in Japanese baseball history, but he's not necessarily relevant when we talk about major league records.
The other question, and we're getting calls on it now, and we only have a couple of minutes, so I wanted to make sure that we address it, and that is the issue of steroids. Barry Bonds, as everybody knows, has been accused, never proven. He denies it adamantly, but he has been accused of using steroids to build up his strength and his body and effectively cheating against the game of baseball. There's no way to know about any of this, is there, Alan?
Well, not yet. And hopefully we'll get a verdict one way or the other. You know, either it will come out and he will admit, or who knows how it will emerge that indeed this took place, or hopefully we will, you know, learn that in fact it did not take place. How we'll ever know, I'm not sure. But something more definitive than accusation and innuendo is certainly welcome in this case.
As you look at the statistics, and this is my first inclination that your column on Sunday is about the intentional walk and Barry Bonds. Is it just about intentional walks or walks in general?
It's about walks in general and what we need to do is we need to look at the walk and on-base percentage through the eyes of the pitcher. And that Bonds' 612 on-base percentage, which is by far the highest in Major League history, is more a reflection of his high slugging percentage than anything else. you have to measure the value of the walk through the opportunity cost of the pitcher sidestepping his power. And walks for Barry Bonds are worth a heck of a lot less than walks for anybody else, and that's why it happens. And so looking at the statistics of players through that lens, through the economic sort of opportunity cost, is the story.
So if you walk a banjo-hitting second baseman or heaven forfend in the National League, the pitcher,
yep,
that walk is a lot more valuable to the offensive team than a walk to Barry Bonds.
Exactly. And it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with what Barry Bonds is doing, but we need to look at the walk as more of a volitional pitching event than as a hitting event. Everything's a double-entry system in baseball statistics, and we've been looking at walks a little backwards, and that's what the story investigates.
Alan Schwartz, thanks so much for being with us. How's the book doing?
Well, the book, may I mention the name?
You may.
It's called The Numbers Game, Baseball's Lifelong Fascination with Statistics, and it was occasionally the number one selling sports book in the country this summer. It's been a lot of fun.
Congratulations. Alan Schwartz is a senior writer for Baseball America, a columnist for the New York Times. Thanks very much, Alan.
Well, thank you, Neil. Take care.
You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.